Well, if you like watching cat videos, and who are we kidding? Of course you do, because duh, then you're likely excited about the second annual Internet Cat Video Festival, which is happening tonight. Now, last year, the premiere event was held at the lawn of the Walker Arts Center, and it's happening again this year. But this year, it's being moved to the State Fair Grandstand. And here to talk to us about it this morning is Scott Stulen, festival producer and project director at mnartists.org, and also the producer of the Internet Cat Video Festival for the Walker. Good morning, Scott. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So to recap last year, first of all, this was this big smash hit success of the summer, much to the surprise of a lot of people. And originally, was this seen as a one-off event? Did anybody think that this was going to come back and potentially be an annual thing?
I think it was really thought of as a one-off event. And, you know, I think I was probably the most optimistic of anybody there, and I thought we'd maybe get 4,000 to 5,000 people. So when we got 10,000, I think it really blew a lot of us away, including me. I think, you know, it was interesting as the story changed a little bit after that. When you get that many people to come out for something, and then the emails started flooding in about, like, we want to tour this event, and we did take it on the road, you know, after the initial event at the Walker. But it became apparent, you know, by about December that we need to do this thing again.
Sure. And you know, no one could have predicted, I don't think, 10 years ago, I mean, with all the things that have happened culturally with regards to the technology that we live with every day now, that this would be such a common, you know, a part of our day-to-day life would be watching Internet cat videos. And so it's kind of obvious, I think, to me that this should be something that is a observed and kind of curated form of art these days. Why was it decided to move it to the fair?
Well, a little bit was we lost our hill. So the kind of nice hill that's next to the Walker, we lost it.
Okay, meaning what exactly?
There's a construction project going on there this summer, and we were fortunate to be able to move it out and be able to do Rock the Garden this year. But for the Cat Video Festival, that wasn't possible. So we needed to find a new site. And, you know, looking at possible venues for it and also expecting a large crowd now after the first year, looking at places that might be a possible fit for that, the fair seemed like an obvious choice, both in, I think, the spirit of kind of the Great Minnesota Get Together, this kind of spirit of community, of kind of having the grassroots spirit of the original festival made sense there, and the amenities also were there.
I went to the Cat Video Festival last year. I was very excited. I had the with the young cat, the little cat on the rainbow. I actually ordered a T-shirt specially for the festival, and it just blew me away that many people could gather to sit on the hill to watch cat videos. Have you guys added any sort of glitz and glam to the event this year?
Oh, it's bigger and better.
Oh yeah, I'm excited.
It's expectations now.
Yes, right there is.
So, yeah, we're really taking advantage, I think, of the platform of the fair, and also wanted to kind of up the ante a little bit. And like last year, it kind of caught people by surprise. And this year, it's very quickly in 1 year become a little bit of the Woodstock for cat people. So a lot of people are interested
people travel
in coming
across the land to come to see it. Yeah,
I'll ditch my car on Como and just walk the rest of the way. So what are some of the added elements this year?
So we've added in, we're bringing in, doing a full program ahead of time. So the actual festival, the reel, is all new this year. So it'll be new videos. There's a Hall of Fame section this year too. We're inducting 7 different videos and their creators into our Hall of Fame of cat videos. I'm working on the reel right now. Actually, I'm doing the edit, and it's done. It'll be ready for tonight. But it's around 80 videos that'll be all included. But then before that, before we start the actual screening, we have about 2 hours of programming, including bands. Cuckoo Kangaroo actually did an EP that they'll be debuting tonight.
Oh, it's all about cats, isn't it?
It's all about cats.
Yes, I heard about this.
Perfect.
And they crowdsourced the cover with people sending in their cat photos for that.
Excellent.
Show. And that's available for a free download. And then Brian Laidlaw and the Family Trade are going to do a performance as well. And they were here last year for the festival. They've got some surprises in store, too, that are cat-themed. And then we also, a lot of the creators of the videos are here this year. Everything from Grumpy Cat to Little Bub to Henri, the existential French cat's creator, is going to be here. And they're going to be here. And many of them haven't met each other or been in the same place at the same time, which is the other kind of unique thing. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have them here. We're going to bring them on stage and do a few things with them. And also, Julie Klausner is going to be here, who's a well-known kind of podcaster, author, comedian, and she's going to co-host with myself the event. And Julie's actually worked with Funny or Die to create an exclusive clip that will debut tonight.
That that's so fantastic. Great.
I don't suppose any of the cats themselves might be able to make some appearances.
There is going to be a few cats here, yes.
Really?
I remember Little Bub was on site last year.
Uh-huh. Little Bub is back this year. So Little Bub will be on site. Grumpy will be on site.
I can't believe Grumpy Cat is going to
I can't contain myself. I'm so excited about that.
That's amazing. That is a coup.
And we even have some locals. So Pudge the Cat, which is a local celebrity cat, will be here as well. And then one like surprise from last year is the kittens inspired by Kittens Girl, Maddie Kelly, is local. So she's actually from Edina, and she came here to the festival last year and surprised us all, and became like we were a little starstruck. And then she'll be back again this year.
Oh, very this is going to be fun.
All right. So time, when do people have to be there and all that?
We're going to open the gates at 6 o'clock. The programming will start, and there's actually going to be some artist projects and things starting right at 6. So it's still kind of related to the Walker, so we still have some kind of art surprises involved, including we have a project from an artist that we're going to record people imitating their cat and then condense it all down into one big kind of video clip. So that'll be happening basically starting at 6 o'clock, gates open, and we'll end after the last video around 10 o'clock, and then fireworks. It's the fair.
Fireworks at the end of a cat video festival. Now, Jill, how do cats respond to fireworks? And of course, they drive dogs crazy. But
dogs, I think, are more affected. My cats could care less.
Cats can deal, huh?
Yeah, Lady and Chewy deal pretty well with loud sounds, but I think it'd be great if there was, you know, like when fireworks have shapes, if there could be a cat head shape. I will pass out with excitement.
Well, you know, maybe if it, maybe it's possible.
We've got a few hours, maybe we can make that happen.
Exactly, right. Scott, thank you so much for coming by. It's very exciting.
Thanks for having me.
Scott Stulen is festival producer and project director at mnartist.org, and he's also festival producer here for the second annual Internet Cat Video Festival happening tonight at the Grandstand at the Minnesota State Fair. It's 89.3 The Current.